Welcome, dear family. I would like to give a warm welcome to all the dear families that are in the room. And for those that will be listening on the radio or on the recording on a later day, we would like to welcome each and every one of the dear family that are in participation on this Blessed Sabbath, February 7, 2015. This is lesson 114. We are in chapter 24, entitled, Is Not This the Carpenter's Son? Before we begin our study, we would like to have an opening song, and it's taken from the scripture of the book of Jude, first chapter, verses 24 and 25.
Now unto him that is able to keep, able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, glory and majesty. Dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to all the dear family that are coming in. We would like to have opening prayer at this moment. If any one of the dear family, mommies or daddy, little ones, would like to have opening prayer, bubble up.
Our Father, I take the first spirit to hide us for today. I take the first spirit to wake us up this morning and nerve us today. I take the first spirit to understand my command, be careful, see no doing. I can be out of from this gracious day today, and that we may be able to keep in our minds and our hearts. Forgive us for our sins and iniquities in our classical experience, and that we may be able to be forgiven for any of the things that we have done or was wrong. And also, Lord, guide us that we may have safe trial and mercies if we have places to be, and also to be keeping our health in the right condition. Help us also that we may be able to withstand all the temptations that the devil may throw at us, and I pray this sinful woman be able to change from its sinful ways, that it may be able to be saved from the destruction that is coming. This is my prayer and this is my name. Amen.
Amen. The opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of Mark, chapter 6, verse 3, from the King James Version, and it reads, Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James, and Joseph, and Judah, and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? And they were offended at him. This week, boys and girls, we will begin with a new chapter in our lesson entitled, Is Not This the Carpenter's Son? In our lesson book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, blah, blah, blah.
Delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah.
Taking from Luke chapter 4, verse 16. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and he stood up for to read. Continuing. Verse 17, and there he delivered unto him a book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found a place where it's written. Continue. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are blessed. Amen. I can still continue. Luke 4:19, to preach acceptance, a year of the Lord. Luke 4:20 says, and he closed the book and gave it again to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of all men that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. Amen.
Amen. And continuing, Luke 4:21, and he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. And the last verse is 22, and all bear him witness and wondered at the glorious word which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, is not this Joseph's son? Today we'll be covering pages 236 through 237. We want to say a warm welcome to all the dear family that are coming in at this moment. We are still reading from Desire of Ages, page 236. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following paragraph, blah, blah, blah.
Desire of Ages, page 236. Across the bright days of Christ's ministry in Galilee, one shadow lay. The people of Nazareth rejected him. Is not this the carpenter's son, they said? During his childhood and youth, Jesus had worshipped among his brethren in the synagogue, absent from them, but they had not been ignorant of what had befallen him. As he again appeared among them, here were the familiar forms and faces of those whom he had known from infancy. Here were his mother, his brothers and sisters, and all eyes were turned upon him as he entered the synagogue upon the Sabbath day and took his place among the worshippers.
Amen. Great job, dear ones. Question, boys and girls. What shadow lay across the bright days of Christ's ministry in Galilee? And where had Jesus worshipped during his childhood and youth? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, over love.
The answer is the people of Nazareth rejected him. And in the synagogue at Nazareth.
Desire Pages, page 236. In the regular service, this for the day, the elder read from the prophets and exhorted the people still to hope for the coming one, who would bring in a glorious reign and banish all oppression. He sought to encourage his hearers by rehearsing the evidence that the Messiah's coming was near. He described the glory of his advent, keeping prominent of the thought that he would appear at the head of armies to deliver Israel. Desire Pages, page 236, paragraph 3.
Desire Pages, page 236. When a rabbi was present at the synagogue, he was expected to deliver the sermon, and any Israelite might give the reading from the prophets. Upon the Sabbath, Jesus was requested to take part in the service. He stood up to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. Luke chapter 4, verse 16 through 17, margin. The scripture which he read was one that was understood as referring to the Messiah.
Question, boys and girls. What reading of the prophet did the elders use to exhort the people regarding what the coming of one will bring? And upon the Sabbath, when Jesus was requested to take part in the service, which book did he read from? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, blah, blah, blah.
The answer is the coming of one who would bring in a glorious reign and banish all oppression, and there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he had anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He had sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Desire of Ages, page 236, paragraph 4. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 227. And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fasted on him. And all bear him with witness and wondered at the glorious, gracious words which proceed out of his mouth. Luke 4, verses 20 to 22.
Amen. Great job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. What was upon the Lord and why? And what was Christ sent to do? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is the Spirit of the Lord is upon him because he had anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He had sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are crushed, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord.
Amen. Great job. Let's learn a beautiful scripture song together. And this song is taken from the book of Isaiah, verses 1, 2, 3.
Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God,
to comfort
all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them that mourn.
Beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified.
The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted,
to proclaim
liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound,
to
the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God.
Isaiah
chapter 61, verses 1 to 3.
To the captive.
Desire of Ages, page 237. Jesus stood before the people as a living expositor of the prophecies concerning himself. Explaining the words he had read, he spoke of the Messiah as a reliever of the oppressed, a liberator of the captives, a healer of the afflicted, restoring sight to the blind, and revealing to the world the light of truth. His impressive manner and wonderful import of his words thrilled the hearers with a power they had never felt before. The tide of divine influence broke every barrier down. Like Moses, they beheld the invisible. As their hearts were moved upon by the Holy Spirit, they responded with fervent amens and praises to the Lord. Desire of Ages, page 237, paragraph 2. But when Jesus announced, "This day is the scripture fulfilled into your ears, they were suddenly recalled to think of themselves and of the claims of him who had been addressing them.
Amen. Praise God. Question, boys and girls. How did the hearers respond to Jesus' word as a living expositor? Expositors of the prophecies concerning himself? If you know the answer to the question, dear one, bubble up.
The answer is, of his words, thrilled the heart, the hearers read a power they had never felt before. The type of divine influence broke every barrier. Down like Moses, they beheld the invisible. As they their hearts were moved upon by the Holy Spirit, they responded with fervent laments and praises to the Lord.
Desire Days, page 237. They, Israelites, children of Abraham, have been represented as in bondage. They have been addressed as prisoners to the deliver from the power of evil, as in darkness and needing the light of truth. Their pride was offended, and their fears were roused. The words of Jesus indicated that his work for them was to be altogether different from what they desired. Their deeds might be investigated too closely, notwithstanding their exactness in outward ceremonies, they shrank from inspection by those clear, searching eyes. Desire of Ages, page 237, paragraph 3.
Amen. Great job, dear ones. Question, boys and girls. But when Jesus announced, "This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears," what were they suddenly recalled to think of themselves and of the claims of him who had been addressing them? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones.
The answer is, the Israelites, children of Abraham, had been represented as in bondage, and they had been addressed as prisoners to be delivered from the power of evil, as in darkness and needing the light of truth. Their pride were offended, and their fears were roused.
Amen. So let's learn another beautiful scripture song from the same book of Isaiah, dear one, the book where it has all the testimony of what Messiah was going to do. And this is taken from chapter 60, verses 1 to 3.
Shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We have just come to the ending of our children's Sabbath school lesson. And right at this moment, we will ask that all the little ones be gathered together because it's story time.
All right, here we are. The anointing which we have received of him abideth in you. And ye need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. Now that's a hard verse to explain, but let me do it this way. Jesus said that when the Holy Spirit came, that he would teach us all things. It is the Spirit itself that teaches and enlightens or gives knowledge and understanding. The most powerful preaching of the Word, the reading of the Scripture, will not be able to transform the character and save souls unless the Spirit works with and through the human agent. Just reading the Bible won't save us. We need the Holy Spirit to give us repentance and understanding. The planning and devising must not be of a character to draw attention to self. In other words, we're not just to do things to get attention to ourselves. The Word is a power, a sword in the hand of the human agent, but the Holy Spirit, in its vital power, is the efficiency to impress the mind. We can use the Bible like a sword to separate truth from error. But it takes the power of the Holy Spirit to impress the mind with truth. They shall all be taught of God. It is God that causes the light to shine into hearts. The reason why God can do so little for us is that we forget that living virtue in the Holy Spirit is to combine with the human agent. We need the Holy Spirit to help us do God's work. With the great truth we have been privileged to receive, that is the gospel or the story of Jesus' life, we should, and under the Holy Spirit's power, we could become living channels of light. With the Holy Spirit's help, we can bring the gospel story of Jesus' life to others. That's our mission. We could then approach the mercy seat, that's God's throne, and seeing the bow of promise. Boys and girls, did you know that there was a rainbow around God's throne? He likes pretty colors too. And seeing the bow of promise, kneel with contrite hearts. Contrite means humble. And seek the kingdom of heaven with a spiritual violence or earnestness that would bring its own reward. We would take it by force, as did Jacob. Then our message would be the power of God unto salvation. Our supplications, or our petitions and prayers, would be full of earnestness, full of a sense of our great need. And we would not be denied. The truth would be expressed by life and character, and by lips touched with a living coal from off God's altar. Having our lips touched by a living coal from God's altar means we would speak God's message. When this experience is ours, we shall be lifted out of our poor, cheap selves that we have cherished so tenderly. We shall empty our hearts of the corroding power of selfishness. When something is corroded, it's useless, and shall be filled with the praise and gratitude or thanksgiving to God. We shall magnify the Lord, the God of all grace. When we magnify something or someone, it makes them more clear who has magnified Christ. And he will reveal his power through us, making us as sharp sickles in the harvest field. The harvest field is the lost world we are to try to save by telling them of Jesus' love. Sons and Daughters of God, page 30. Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, dear brother. Just remember, little ones, the Lord has sent us a comforter, that mighty comforter that will be a guide for us in all our steps as Christian brothers and sisters. So let's pray that the Holy Spirit be our companion. Let the virtue of Christ be able to be poured out to the comforter, the Spirit of truth. But you must read the Word of God, that the Holy Spirit may be able to be imparted, that we may know what to do to be in harmony with him. So next week, dear ones, we will continue with part two of our study entitled, Is Not This the Carpenter's Son? In our lesson book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the mommies, daddy, little ones would like to have closing prayer, blah, blah, blah.
If we could all kneel for closing prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your precious name. Lord Jesus, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for keeping us safely through another night. Thank you for giving us traveling mercies. And thank you for bringing us safely through another week. You are worthy of so many thanks and praises, dear Father, that we don't give you as much. But on behalf of all of us, dear Father, thank you for all that you do in our lives continuously. From small to big, dear Father, we thank you and give you all the honor and praises. Lord, I pray that you continue to lead us and guide us in all your ways, dear Father God. Help us to truly keep our eyes upon you in all things, despite us wanting to do things according to our own will. We see that we cannot get very far by doing things in our own way, in our own right, in our own light. And I pray that you shed your light upon us so that we can continue to do things through you according to your will, and to be patient and watchful and prayerful and faithful while doing it all, dear Father, I pray. We truly can do all things through you who strengthens us. I pray that you send your Holy Spirit to continue to be with us throughout this Sabbath day. Open up our hearts and our minds and our ears, dear Father God, that we may receive wondrous things out of your word of inspiration, that it may plant seeds that are already there and water them and let them grow, dear Father God, to arise and shine, dear Father, according to your precious will. Thank you for all the miracles that you have done and all the blessings. We love you more than words can say, dear Father God, I pray. Continue to be with us and continue to help us keep our eyes on you. In no other name than your Son Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Beautiful prayer, dear sister. We stand in agreement with thee. Next Sabbath, it will be February 14, 2015. We will have part two of our study, Is Not This the Carpenter's Son? So we pray and hope that all of you were blessed. We have prepared activities for the whole entire family to enjoy and continue having the conversation open of the Comforter, and not only the Comforter, but also through the knowledge of the Holy Spirit, many was able to identify the Savior among them. So we hope and pray all of you were blessed. May you all have a blessed rest of the Sabbath. Sabbath blessing, dear family.